Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Today on Lulz, we have a very special treat. Last year, I became the first person to ever stream all 150 of their Best Ball Mania drafts. And then this individual, one Mr. Neil Orfield, said, "Hold my beer. I'm going to do it, but I'm going to be older than you when I do it." Today, we are going to learn about his quest, and we are going to draft a team with him as he inches closer toward his stream goal. This is Lulz with Pete and Brick and guest Neil Orfield. Let's do it.
He thinks this is a go.
Vegas Dave thinks this is a go.
Hot naked girls doing yoga.
What?
Why don't you just win like a man?
Random.org. Type in one for yes, two for no, and let the DFS gods pick for you.
And I'm absolutely begging you not to dupe us. Please don't dupe us.
All right. We tried to have our guest, Neil, on when he left Stochastic. We were like, come spill the tea. He said, no, I need things to settle down a little bit. But now you're back in the news for other reasons, and we have an excuse to have you on again, Neil.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I got to be honest, I'd never heard of this program before Patrick here reached out. But, you know, I was happy to help out a new podcast.
Yeah, no, we appreciate it. We love, you know, you spending your time and kind of, you know, signal boosting us, your large group of best ball followers. Brian, how are you doing today?
Good. Feeling good. You know, I feel like we talk about how poker is different than DFS and best ball, where you have this rivalry with that guy who's trying to beat you. Is that what you feel, Neil, when you're live streaming versus Pete?
No, because my live streams are just so much better. Like, they just kick his ass. I'll stop the bit now. Pete just can't compete with Pete. I accidentally did a stream during one of Pete's streams last week, and it was like nobody showed up because everybody is on Pete's streams whenever he is live. There's no real competition. I'm like what's the worst team in the league versus Pete being like the Yankees or the whatever the top team is. So yeah, no competition. And I'm also obviously a huge fan of Pete's content. I catch probably, you know, four shows a week. So no real competition there.
So what are you at of your 150 bullets right now? I now get to ask you some of the questions that I repeatedly got asked last year.
I could check I want to say I'm at 44, something like that.
Okay. I think you and I are at the exact same amount right now. Ooh. So that's good to know that I am on the pace for someone who's trying to stream all of these. The next question is always, have you specifically paced this out of, hey, I need to do X amount of drafts?
No.
In a second part to that question, are you nervous about BBM filling at a faster rate this year than it was last year at this time?
No, because I think I'm way ahead of pace. I'm already 44 through, like nearly a third of the way through, and it's early June. So I feel like I'm on pace to, even if it does close out early, maybe I'll do a marathon stream or something to make sure I get through them all. But I don't think that's going to be necessary at my current pace. I'm more concerned about, like, I need to slow down at some point because I'm going to finish all my bullets in July. And like my experience has been like the later I draft, the better I do. So I kind of want to save some of those bullets for late August, early September. I think I'm on good pace to kind of monitor the situation, maybe change up my content a little bit so I don't get through all of them like by the end of July.
Another best ball drafter, you guys may have heard of him, Davis Maddock, told me that BBM, what are we on this year? 5 is over 20% full. So to me, I feel like that means it's going to fill early. Now you're on a good pace, so I guess you're not scared. But are you considering that?
Yeah, I mean that's exactly. I'm I'm not worried about it because of the pace that I'm on. Like I'll cut back if I need to, but given, you know, the current pace, 20%, and I am nearly, I'm like 30% of the way through my drafts. So I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about it.
What have you learned through 44 stream drafts? Obviously you had stream drafts previously, but there is obviously a different element to kind of working out your thoughts and how you feel about strategy on the fly while juggling the chat. Guess how is that all going for you?
It's going okay. So what I've learned is that I enjoy drafting with other people when I'm on a stream more than I draft by myself. It's tough for me to carry a conversation with myself, like when there's nobody else there, especially when you don't have like Pete. I'm sure it's a lot easier for Pete because he has a constant stream of comments. Like at this point, much easier when you have just so many things you can react to in chat. Sometimes for me, it's like, I'll usually have people in chat, but they're not all that active. So then I'm like trying to carry a conversation with myself about like, yep, here's why I like this pick. And you can't like rehash the same points over and over. So I much prefer drafting with other people when I'm streaming. That's definitely one thing I've learned. It's tough. Like like trying to balance the, like, don't tell people what you're going to do before it's your pick, particularly when you have other people on with you. And then it's like, all right, we got to figure this out within 30 seconds. And if you're not on the same page, it's like, well, shit, I don't know what I'm doing here. So, it can be tough, but overall I'm enjoying it.
I'm looking for that tough fish best ball streamer still. I want the guy who gets sniped and freaks out.
That's Chris Baggs. That's you found him. I found him for you. It's Chris Baggs.
Does he go that hard? Does he go full tough fish?
Right. It's funny you say that because someone commented on my stream and said Spags has gone full tough fish lately.
That's funny.
So yeah. There you go. But Brian, didn't you put out a call to the guy who got, he was the one who rage quit the draft and you said he should stream drafts and that you would be a subscriber? Did he respond to you?
Yeah, I tweeted at him a few times. He responded once and liked one of my tweets. So maybe he's thinking about it.
There you go.
But isn't he banned? Is he not banned?
Yeah, he might be banned.
Kind of an obstacle.
There you go. What else was I going to ask you, Neil? Oh, do you find yourself doing the same types of strategy in your drafts, or have you been like mixing it up? Have you been drafting with guests who you kind of defer to them? What is that dynamic been?
Yeah, it is funny. And I feel like you do the same thing, Pete. I notice it since I started doing it. I usually defer to my guests a lot of the time. So I end up with a bunch of different builds. Now I do insert like, here's my opinions on these guys. So I'm, you know, getting my thoughts out there, but I do usually defer to my guests. So I'm kind of like, man, I'm going to get through 150 drafts and like 130 of them are going to be dictated by people other than myself. But ultimately I don't really mind because, as I said, I do get my thoughts out there. A lot of times the guests will say, okay, I agree with that. We can get your guy, whatever. But it is, I think it leads me to a lot of different types of builds. Now most of the people I'm on are sharper draft. I mean, all the people I have on are sharper drafters, but a lot of them do like to do like the zero RB. I feel like, you know, is kind of the meta right now. And I think that's often where we end up going, but yeah, drafting with different people, you kind of end up with unique builds, you know, without even really trying.
It was funny because, you know, I draft regularly with Sean and Pat on Best Ball Breakfast. So like, I know what they want to do. Like, it's not one of those things where we necessarily have to hash it out ahead of time. It's like, I kind of know how these are going to go. But then I drafted with Reeves, who I haven't drafted with. And I ended up like accidentally strong arming him into something because I didn't realize he was so opposed to taking Drake May. And I normally try not to do that. Like, I thought we were just having a car. He's like, oh, I would never touch this guy with a 10-foot pole. And I was like, oh, my bad. I just set us up a Drake May double stack.
Yeah, that's, I don't think I've run into that yet. I'm pretty deferential in general when I'm drafting with other people. So yeah, it's been mostly pretty smooth, I think.
Brian, I know you have the, you know, the draft caddy, you know, last year you have, you know, tapped, you know, some influencers like myself, others, you know, to kind of, you know, showcase this, this tool. Has Neil been welcomed into the draft caddy influencer program?
He did a video. He did a video with me and we went over it. Yeah. So he's dabbled.
I may be detrimental to the cause because I found that I was having issues with my streams and I had to unplug the Draft Caddy for whatever reason. The Underdog website was like kept on refreshing during draft. So I had to but I put it back in now so we can try it again. Give it another shot. I don't know what the issue was. It was like Underdog was kept signing me out for whatever reason. So yeah, it's one of those things that's only an issue if you are streaming it. Like, I don't think it's an issue otherwise. I'm ready to hop in whenever you guys are.
Yeah, let's get in this draft. We're going to have Neil drive here. Brick and I are going to be his co-pilots. We'll get this up on the board here.
So are we joining two, Peter? No.
I wasn't. I was just going to peanut gallery Neil and make him strong arm him into what I want within his portfolio.
Are we ready? Should I jump in?
Do it.
All right.
Brian, does he need to turn off guide me down there?
Oh, yeah. Turn that off.
Okay.
I can also, if this view is not great, we can do, if you go draft board, I kind of still prefer this view, even though we can't see the stuff at the top. Yeah. Sorry. I can't help myself still.
why didn't you just.
Because Neil's in the draft.
The whole point is he's trying to get me through my 150, trying to help me through.
No, this is the thing. So as Neil knows, I don't know how you're doing. How I did it, Neil, and is just anyone who drafted with me or still does draft with me, they just already, without being said, get their equity stake in that team. When Pat drafts with me, he gets a 50% share. You know, God bless the millionaire soul, you know, lest I win and he not get his cut. Is that how you're doing it with your guests?
Yeah, I basically, what I've been saying is you have whatever. Yeah, so the three of us now, we'd each have 33% of this team. But if we don't get to the finals, I'm going to make you Venmo request me for any share, any money that we win. I'm going to make you request that money via Venmo. If we get to the finals, I'll just send you the money. But if we don't get to the finals and you want your $10, you have to request that.
No, well, trust me, I would never stoop that low. I'm only coming for the six-figure cut there. Otherwise... Well, yeah, no, that's good to know. So, Brian, we can't be fucking around, dude. We got 33% of this team on the line.
Oh, I studied up.
Nice. Neil, have you gotten to the point in your 44 where you're kind of starting to hawk your exposures or, you know, structural exposures? Or are you still just kind of like letting it rip for now?
I mean, I'm always a little bit aware of my exposures. Like early on, I'm kind of just drafting by ADP in the first. Mostly just the first round. I guess second round, sometimes I do try to mix it up. Something I'm always cognizant of is what I have done previously. I'm aware.
All right. Are we on the clock?
We are about to be on the clock. And I realize I did not update my ranking. So we're using ETR's rankings from like a week ago, and I did a stream with Daigle. I meant to update before the stream, but
We have old rankings.
Old rankings. Yeah. I mean, things change quickly. All right, do we want Breece Hall, Puka Nacua, AJ Brown, Garrett Wilson?
I'm good with Breece or Puka. I want Brian to decide.
Puka.
Got to put it in the hands of the ball knower.
Zero RB, bro. Brick75 logging in.
Love it.
Yeah, Breece Hall's going to get injured this year.
Jesus. He actually already did.
Did he really?
Did he? I was kidding totally. But
he's sitting out of OTAs right now with an injury.
I'm just gonna have random hot takes throughout just like, no, I'm 100% serious. Breece Hall, he's done this year.
I wasn't even aware that he got hurt. Interesting.
Yeah, and that's fueled with Braylon Allen kind of emerging as the clear RB two there. So now the combination of that OTA injury or whatever and Braylon Allen, and now the steam's getting out of control over there.
Yep. Yeah, I've drafted. I kind of thought I've been drafting Braylon Allen in the 18th round, assuming that he's going to skyrocket up the boards, and he really hasn't been. He's still usually available there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one too where I don't really mind, you know, the steam, right? We talk a lot about, you know, the ADP difference between an 18th round pick and a 16th round pick. It's like, who cares? Like you can chase that up if you think he's a good pick.
Jahmyr Gibbs in the first round seems a little much to me.
I'm loving these player takes. And I agree. I agree 100%.
Yeah, I would say, but isn't his ADP is a first rounder? I think he's like 112.
Yeah. No, he is an ADP first rounder.
Yeah. I mean, either way, yeah.
Yeah.
Brian doesn't care what the field's doing. Yeah.
I know ball guy. I bet I can reverse engineer these takes from Brian. And this is Brian being the world's biggest Chicago Bears fan who fell in love with David Montgomery when he was there. And now he knows Gibbs has to compete with his old love, David Montgomery in Detroit. Is that where it came from?
It was not. It was from bro. It was probably like taking Gibbs too many times in DFS and him failing. we're psychoanalyzing.
I do want to psychoanalyze you.
All right. So Devonta Ad, or I can sort by ADP too.
Yeah, Jonathan look at Taylor. ETR just mega boosting Devonta Adams in the
They love their dusty receivers. All right. What do we think? What do we think?
I've been doing a Niners receiver here or Waddle.
Oh yeah.
Do we think Ayuk is gonna get traded? Is that in favor of Debo there?
I don't think that's gonna happen at this point.
I would take Waddle or Debo probably.
All right.
All right,
we're letting Brian make the picks. I realized after I said that we don't have somebody from Detroit. So you were thinking San Francisco receiver, it's not a correlation thing, just in a vacuum.
Yeah. I don't really think about the correlation stuff even in through the first like five rounds.
Yeah. I don't mind.
I mean, obviously, like if I'm stacking up, you know, AJ Brown with Jalen Hurts, I think about it, but I'm not thinking about bringbacks in the early rounds.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched your video on your Deposit Kingdom channel on that. Really good video.
Thank you. Speaking of which, I did just have a video posting over there last night on the elite tight end strategy. Lots of data on that and why I think it's a dominant strategy this year. So if you guys want to check that out, I think I have it pinned in the chat here. But you can get that.
If Sam Laporta's ADP wasn't high enough, Pete is releasing a video to make it even higher.
Well, the funny thing is I'm saying he's the one guy that's like the toughest click of those elite tight ends, because it's like, you can go look at projection sets and it's like Mark Andrews projects the same, Travis Kelce, like he is an elite tight end, but he's also going two rounds higher than guys who project similarly, which makes it really tough.
Agreed. And I do wonder if he's going to get steamed because of like the McCaffrey turn, because of the week 17 stuff, does Laporta, but I don't know. I don't have a sense for how many people are actually doing the week 17 game stacks right now.
Are you guys aware that the Lions have to play the Chicago Football Bears twice this year? Yeah,
that's tough.
Okay. Do you need me to psychoanalyze that take? yeah, I do think that's certainly contributing to it. Someone asked me that the other day, and my thought was like, when all of the Best Ball Mania drafts are settled or underdog drafts, I still think it's probably like less than 25%, less than 20%. But right now, because such a large amount of drafters are sickos, it's probably like 50% of drafters right now. And that number will inch down as more people start drafting.
I think that's correct. Pete, I'd love your take as a YouTube guru on the Jack Settlement story. I brought it up last week, and I can't decide if it's like a hopeful story for me or just like, I mean, it's kind of, I don't interpret it as a hopeful story that they had to delete their channel with 600,000 followers because they weren't getting enough views. I'm like, man, is it just like one wrong step and there's no correcting going off course? What's your reaction to the Jack Settlement story?
I mean, I've thought about those dynamics a lot. For people who aren't familiar, Jack had a YouTube channel and they basically were posting just kind of like generic meme highlight type clips, funny videos, just the kind of stuff you'd see like scrolling through Instagram or TikTok. And, you know, they knew how to curate that type of content, blew up this channel, but then they started making long form content on there and there was no bridge between the short form watchers and their long form content. They also are like, who the fuck are you? I watched the funny man get hit in the balls. Why do I care about the content you're making? So there was no through line between the content and it was hurting the other content. And some people would be like 600,000 subscribers. You go live, you'll have 5,000 people watching. And be like, no, there'd be like 30 people watching because the algorithm and the content didn't have a connective tissue. So they decided to blow that up and start from scratch. And now they're having a lot of success.
Here's rankings. What pick are we at? Here's ADP. We are at pick. Yeah, 32.
I'm fine
32.
Buying Kyren at this price.
We have Puka, so we're kind of buying into the stack there.
Yeah.
Who is QBing the Raiders?
Gardner Minshew.
Minshew's locked in there? Yeah.
But I guess the other thing, Neil, on that or I guess I should ask you, through what lens are you thinking about that as it pertains to you?
Because I've been thinking about doing a lot more like short form content, either just like uploading shorter videos or just cutting up my long form stuff into shorts, like that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't want to hurt my development, because I think a lot of what I do is going to be long form, like doing, you know, live stuff, you know, best ball DFS live shows is kind of, I think, something that I want to be probably my primary focus. So I'm a little bit concerned about, like, I don't want to stunt myself by trying to grow elsewhere. I guess I just don't really understand the YouTube algorithm yet. So I'm just trying to get a feel for what I need to do.
I can tell you how I think of clips is I literally do not think of them whatsoever as a growth strategy. I think it's fun when I have funny moments on shows, and like, I can go through all my analytics. Like, maybe I'll have a short that like gets a subscriber, but it's few and far between. I do it because it's like, hey, people on Twitter will enjoy it. People who watch the stream will be like, oh yeah, that was a great moment, and I'll watch that again. I'm not like, oh man, this clip is what's going to draw in the masses to come, you know,
right,
watch me. So I think if you truly want to hammer the short strategy, like, you have to go all in on it. Like, you can grow on TikTok if you just post a shit ton of shorts. But I think you got to be honest with yourself if it's just a complementary strategy.
So we are at pick 41. Top of the ranks is Josh Allen. Top of the ADP is Josh Allen. I'd be fine with
Brick, it. Brick, you got to lean here?
No.
I'll toss out McBride. I said we don't think about week 17 correlation, but I'm in an elite tight end kick, and we also got this Rams Cardinals game there.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you think at the very least it won't hinder my development if I start doing some short-term
stuff? From what I've seen, I don't think it hurts. Okay. A live streaming channel. I think the argument of a channel it could hurt is if you were, so like, I have the Deposit Kingdom channel, right, where I'm doing exclusively non live stream content. I'm not posting shorts on that channel. Right. I want to keep that algo like very clean for like, you know what you're getting on this channel. Yep. But for a live stream channel, I don't, because the way I think about live streaming, and now we're just getting really in the weeds here, is like, live streaming is good for your audience. People who are fans of you or what you're doing, they love the live streams. They're the people showing up to watch them. Live streams are like, once they're done, they're no longer live, and they're not engineered to welcome new people in. So a live stream channel is hard to grow already. So right. I think of shorts more as just like a continuation of that for the people who like what you're doing and then want to remember that moment, as opposed to like an actual growth strategy.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm thinking about diving into a lot more short form stuff. I want to dive more into like player takes, that kind of stuff, dive into the data a little bit more. So far I kind of just fired this up like, I'm going to do a bunch of drafts, but like without much of a plan beyond just like, I'm going to do a bunch of drafts. And I'm like, I kind of want to be digging in a little bit more. Like, I'm more of a DFS guy than I really am a football bro, but I'm trying to be a little bit more of a football bro. So thinking doing some content that is football bro content might help me get there.
Have you tried putting naked yoga in any of your titles?
Yeah, or? I've thought about just doing naked yoga. Like, I don't want to lie to the people. I've thought about including some naked yoga as part of my streams. Yeah.
The occasional nip slip helps.
Yeah. Well, I get pretty close sometimes. Some of these streams.
I think Neil, what you need to do is you need to lean into the marketing behind the world's oldest person to ever stream all 150. Like, maybe you start doing a segment where you talk about your favorite Vanguard, you know, index fund, put your money in, your favorite line of Werther's, you know, for people to munch on.
Yeah.
Your favorite humidifiers. I mean, Neil, lean into this.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. Sacrilitis was telling me this morning that I need to lean into because of the thumbnail. He was like, a lot of the people are going to see this, and if they don't know the backstory, they're just going to be like, why are they calling this guy old? You should really lean in and be like, I can't hear you. What are you saying? You know, do the old guy bit.
Show your current fantasy team with like Red Grange on it.
Yeah, right.
I want this to be like, I am not calling Neil old. Neil has created his own marketing.
I don't know why you're insulting me all the time.
No,
I can't. I'm actually older than Neil, so
that is true.
Doesn't really work.
That's my biggest worry, is that Brian is going to decide next year that he's screaming all 150. Take my.
I think you're safe.
Yeah. Brian, if he had the auto drafter, he'd be done in 3 hours.
Right. I told you my plan. I was just sleep right here. Turn that auto drafter on.
Keenan Value Hound here. Easy game.
All right.
Ow. Oh, you know I'm gonna be fine with this pick.
Yeah,
Bears Homer. By value hound, I mean like three picks of ADP value. Right. But I like Keenan.
But we've had a lot of value. Like the Awu is coming.
Now we can go Caleb Stafford.
There you go. Brian's already thinking through his stacks.
You're not a big Kyler guy. I mean, we could get Kyler a pick 80 here. I would just love that.
Yeah, you could probably get all three.
True. He could. We could just take them all three in a row right now.
Take them right now.
Lock it up, Neil. These guys
will we get the draft otherwise thrown out? I don't think the draft would get thrown out if we did do that.
No. They better not. Yeah.
Yeah. We're at that point.
They barely threw out a draft with Tommy Hudson and Demir Pearson L. No, you can't. We can't be throwing out drafts for taking three quarterbacks a little bit early.
No. Especially when they're stacked. Not a real concern.
All right. So we got our Neil recap for the audio listeners here. You do have to service the audio Lulz listeners here.
All right. So we have at running back, Kyren Williams, wide receiver, Puka Nacua, Deebo Samuel, Keenan Allen. And at tight end, we have Trey McBride.
Beautiful. So
we got a little week 17 correlation going on there with both Rams, Kyren and Puka. We got Trey McBride on the comeback. Looking good so far.
Beautiful.
Who do we know in this? We I see Crutches in here with us. Anybody else? I'm Huckleberry. I feel like I draft with a lot. I'm not sure I know who they are. Do you know any of these other names?
Let me see these guys. Let me see these little rats.
Sean G, I think I recognize.
Crutches, I think, is the only one I know. Oh, no, Jay Frick, Joshua Frick there out of the two hole.
Oh, yeah. Fully loaded, I feel like I know too, actually. All right, 65...
We're at pick 65.
We are.
Man. So the
we can take Rome
to set up the double stack.
You got to.
There you go.
Yeah, that was obvious.
But now we're screwed. Now someone's going to screw us.
No, Frick, they wouldn't. On. They wouldn't.
That's it. We got to go back to back next round.
Look at the DJ Moore drafter. This is if there's a guy who's going to screw us, it's this DJ Moore drafter. Scroll up. Let's profile this guy, Neil.
All right. DJ Moore goes to.
It's to Josh, and he took Lamar. That helps. He already has an elite quarterback on his roster. That helps.
No. Josh wouldn't do it to us.
To the guy who got banned.
He might. He's already pissed we sniped him on Rome. Oh, no. we're battling for Caleb.
That's not a snipe. We took that
at ADP. Come on now.
Yeah.
You guys do any golf this week?
Play golf?
DFS golf.
Oh, I'm like, I'm playing tomorrow. Yes. Yeah.
I did some pick six. That's all I did.
All right. We got fully loaded. Neil, again, sorry. I can't help myself. So what I like to do as a streamer sharing the draft board, I want to show as much of the draft board as possible while seeing the current pick row. So this is the view I want, right?
Yes. These are good tips for me as somebody who's doing a lot of streams. Yeah. This is it. This is it right here.
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys think about this idea? I don't know if I could pull this off, but instead of like scroll the F down percent drafted thing, which is cool. I'm not saying that's not useful. Like a percent chance the guy will be there in your next pick.
Based on is it based on anything like the people?
No, I'm just going to do random numbers.
Okay.
Just random numbers. No, yeah, it's going to be based on
deal. Come on, you're so dialed in, you're not even picking up on Brick's jokes.
It would be I was thinking, okay, not based on the people that you're drafting with, but based on their typical band, like where they could go.
Like an ADP standard deviation.
Yeah, that's what
and like maybe who they have on their team, you know, you could do it a whole bunch of different complicated.
Oh, like where you actually bake in the DJ Moore drafter is 35% more likely to take Caleb.
Yeah, Williams. If they already have a QB, it's really like let's say the next six picks before you all have QBs. It's like very likely all the next remaining QBs will
be cool.
Yeah. So, but you would include some, you know, you would consider who is in the draft with you, like their draft styles would be part of the calculation.
Well,
that would be interesting.
That feels harder to me.
Data.
There's a whole bunch of stuff you could do. It's just a matter of whether you want to put that much time in to code it all out and stuff. But
that's what I'm saying. You're the one who has to code it, or I guess pay people to code it.
Right. But would people want that, you know, is the question. Because you have an older version here. We added a couple things since this version where we now have a little correlation number next to the player on the left side for total correlations they have with your drafted players.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So like it'll say like C4 if they have four, you know, like Rams, San Fran, Chicago, that would be C3. They have three correlations.
Is Kyler the pick?
Leading the witness. Objection, Your Honor.
Sorry. Brian, who would you like? Don't look at the board.
I mean, I'm fine with it. I want Caleb Williams and Matt Stafford. It's all I'm caring about right now. But
you want to go Tyler Lockett? Something different? Rashee Rice?
Just do Kyler. Tyler Lockett's a pretty massive reach here.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to reach, fine.
You reach, Brian teaches.
What if you just skipped Murray there and then took three QBs, Williams, Stafford, and whoever?
No. So here, let me tell you why this makes sense with the Caleb thing. So we make Josh have to take Caleb at 95 or 98, which is, ahead of ADP. If he lets him go, then that means we can probably get Caleb at 113 because we then push him back around as having cornered the market on Bears. So I think this gives us Caleb insurance because you're basically saying, would we rather have Kyler at ADP or Caleb Williams here? Because otherwise he's probably not making it back to 104.
Yep.
There you go. I don't even need little number crunching. I'll do the math in my head.
Yeah.
The Sims in your head piece.
To the hand in the dirt.
I've heard that before.
All right. We want to go running back here. If I had the leg up ranks in, I would know exactly if Jalen Warren not available. Do we like any of these?
Well, Swift, if we just want to rip it in on Brian's Bears, Zamir White is kind of the ADP guy.
Brian.
Connor, if we wanted to pair, but we have
another. Are we going to miss out on Caleb Williams?
Yeah, probably.
Take Swift.
All right. I did it for Brian. I know he wants to cheer for as many Bears as possible.
Connor would have been fine too, but I want Caleb Williams.
Hey, Brian, just stop saying what you want because Josh hates you.
He doesn't know how this works.
Do you guys know
he's not like us, Pete? Yeah. I heard he's struggling in practice. Josh, by the way, if you're listening, Caleb Williams not doing well in practice.
Yeah, Brian, who's the QB2 in Chicago right now?
The guy whose dad's a professional arm wrestler.
Oh, Tyson Bagent.
That's right.
Yeah, I heard Bagent's the QB1 there right now. Josh is actually what I've heard.
Might want to just take him now, because otherwise we're going to.
If you think I didn't play Bagent DFS last year in a few lineups, think again.
Or was this hanging out with the boys, hand building on the phone?
That was one of the few hand builds I did all year.
Yeah.
Because a sim couldn't possibly, unless it was a shitty sim, pick that stack.
Little rushing upside there.
From this question from Jared, do you guys strategically plan on when to have your max entries in for BBM5? You're talking to the wrong dudes who do these for content because we don't really have any choice but to draft year round. But a lot of the people who are trying to optimize are trying to backload their drafts. Way more information.
Yep. Is there going to be September for this BBM5?
Fair question.
Maybe not.
Probably not.
I think it's, the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. It's filling faster than it has previously, but Underdog has levers. Whoa, he goes Dak. Maybe Caleb falls. Maybe Brian gets his dream. Underdog right now, like think about it this way, guys. They could launch a $5 puppy that's like a massive puppy. Let's even say it's like a third of the size of BBM, and that would slow the shit out of BBM for like a month. They can stall it out however they want. So I'm not too worried about that.
Yeah, that is true. But do you think that their goal is to have it close like the day before the season starts?
I think they like having it close to, it's your flagship tournament.
Right.
If that, closes in early August, like right when the casuals are hopping in, you're like, here's a $100,000 offshoot tournament. Yep. They had ETR. I forgot they have Lawrence ahead of Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
They don't like young guys.
Let's just get him. We'll be done. Let's make sure the bye week bros, no bye week issues, 7-11. Let's get Brian
now
his
you're
guy.
Talking my language. Otherwise,
he's going to throw a temper tantrum.
I will say, Pete, so you finally capitulated to bye week bros like myself, and you were citing Neil Farley's stuff. Neil Farley just commented on one of my videos last night because we've been talking about the bye week stuff, and he was like, I'm not sure that my information there was the best. I'm going to run it again. I don't think it's as impactful as I thought it was. So you might have to uncapitulate.
I will uncapitulate so quickly. God damn it, Neil.
It really upsets me. As a bye week, bro, I'm like, yes, I was right. I was right this whole time. And now he's going to take it back.
Well, one question I had been meaning to ask Neil is, you know, he's showing, let's make this pick and then I'll talk bye week stuff. I think this probably needs to be a receiver, but Mike Williams goes, so maybe we don't
I'm a Josh Palmer guy, but I could be convinced to go somewhere else.
Brian, do you see anything you like here?
No.
Go to the running backs real quick. Is Benson's gone, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Take Davis's guy.
Who's Davis?
Grab a wide receiver, Dobbs or Palmer.
Ah, it did not. Oh no. What the hell happened there? My click didn't take.
Who do we take?
We got Trevor Lawrence.
Okay. Well,
it like didn't go in time.
We could always take
God fucking damn it, Neil.
I clicked it. It came up like 2 seconds after I clicked it.
This is the team I have a 33% share in. I finally get equity in someone else's BBM team. These fucking ETR ranks too. Autoing Trevor Lawrence as your third QB ahead of ADP.
I didn't want to say anything, but Kyler Murray's probably going down for this full year anyways. I didn't want to jinx us in advance, so this is a good thing.
You think Kyler's getting hurt? He's another. You're just making.
Kyler's definitely getting hurt. So that was actually a really sharp pick.
All right, streamer bro, work yourself out of this one.
You know, I think Pete, you should kind of take it easy on your elders. They're not as quick.
This is elder abuse. Come on.
They're not as nimble as they used to be.
I did love your hair in the thumbnail, Pete. Is that natural hair?
It is natural photoshopped hair. I actually did have hair that long my freshman year of college.
Yeah, I honestly thought like maybe this is Pete when he was younger, but figured it's probably Photoshop. All right. Well, that was brutal. That was a brutal pick.
All right. Okay. This is what I'm not going to let this dampen my enthusiasm. We are going to stick the landing. First of all, Neil, go to the player queue and I want you to unselect quarterback. I do not want to see any purple anymore.
Yep. Yep. There we go.
Okay. That's our first thing. The next thing we do is we pray to sweet Lord baby Jesus that Gabe Davis falls back to us. I have never needed Gabe Davis on a team worse than I do right now.
I mean, we could always get Parker Washington round 18. Not a bad fallback.
Yeah. So, we also could have donated this $25 to charity, Neil, and we didn't do that.
Matt Stafford's out of the question, huh?
Matt, sorry, really, really sorry, Brick. I mean, if you want to go for a quarterback, we'll do it for you. But
put the draft board back up.
Yeah,
are we on the clock?
No, we're on the clock up next.
This is such a sweat. I swear to God. And this guy loves taking dusty wide receivers. Rashid Shaheed, Joshua Palmer back. This guy wants Gabe Davis so fucking bad.
listen. Rashid Shaheed and Josh Palmer are both just about to peak. These are not dusty guys.
We're back, guys. If we can lock up Gabe here.
There we go.
Wow.
So back. We are so back.
We're back.
This is a great team. This is a fantastic team.
Three different stacks.
Look at that draft capital spent at QB. Locking that QB position up. Was there, I'm wondering, is there any guy who had a bunch of Jacksonville guys? I mean, that's not a lot question. To take.
Because usually I often do the like three Jacksonville guys thing just because it's like nobody's taking Trevor Lawrence in that case. If you have all three of Christian Kirk, Brian Thomas
over there on the left.
Engram. Yeah, here's Engram. Engram with DeAndre Hopkins. So he's building out that correlation. Yes. Christian Kirk, Travis Etienne, DeAndre Hopkins, Evan Engram. He didn't go Brian Thomas.
Suck it.
So here, I thought I clicked it in time, but also we had it sorted by ADP, and the top ADP was a wide receiver. So I guess I just learned that the auto goes to your rank, not to what you're viewing at the time.
Yeah. Thanks, Leone. is what I'm trying to say here. So we have a very unorthodox 3-2-5-1 build right now. Recap the team for the audio listeners, because it's been a journey the past 10 minutes of this draft.
Yeah, this very intentional team that we've drafted so far is Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. At running back, we have Kyren Williams, DeAndre Swift, wide receiver Puka Nacua, Deebo Samuel, Keenan Allen, Romo Odunze, Gabe Davis, and at tight end, we have Trey McBride.
You know, if you had the guide me on, this wouldn't have happened. I just, you know, want to...
Pete made me turn it off. I had it on.
Also, Neil, I did just double check this this comment here. Nick says late today, but just went to the link in your YouTube channel and your bio, Neil, on Twitter, and it doesn't work. Before you start,
all right, we want to go Justin Herbert here. No, just kidding. Austin Eckler.
Eckler or Dowdle's fine with me. Either way.
Just put one in the queue.
Yeah, put Eckler in. Yeah, just for God's sake, put a player in the queue that's not a quarterback.
That is I appreciate that note. That would make sense. I guess that's probably because I changed my channel name to the Flannelverse. So my guess is that is throwing things off, but that is a good note because, I'm trying to gain subscribers. So
this guy's deep in the lab trying to figure out if shorts are going to handle help his channel while just linking people to the wrong channel in his bio. Let's start with the basics, Neil.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
You couldn't make that part of your bet. Just all the old players you just love. Just love everyone who was good 7 years ago.
that would work. I mean, but Leone kind of already has that bit.
It's true.
Yeah, but he's not the oldest person drafting 150 live streams, is he?
No. Good point.
He can never beat that record once you set it.
Yeah, he'll never beat that. He's got a good, 5 years before he's older than I am right now?
I don't know. Oh, he won't make it that long.
He won't make it that long in life? Wow. This guy says, Breece Hall's not going to make it through the season. Kyler Murray's not going to make it through the season. And Leone's not going to hit his 40s. My God.
It's a rough year this year. It's a rough year.
We did get that question. Steven, who is a streamer, I know, responded right away. How old? I think Steven is going to go for my record this year. But he's mostly a DraftKings drafter,
I think. Neil's the first best ball streamer to get ASL written in the chat.
Could we call Guinness World Book of Records on your last stream?
Why not? I mean, I'd like to see somebody prove that they're older and have done more.
Only if I could get a photo next to me in it next to you. Just like preferably a photo from my salad days, you know, maybe like me from fourth grade there, that you with like a Photoshop like beard down to your knees.
Yeah.
You know, if we're thinking combinatorially, you know, no one's gonna have the Murray, Caleb.
No.
What if these are the three quarterbacks you
need? Maybe hit him with the gritty might. Hit him with the gritty might have that combo.
Right. As long as we don't take Matt Collins, though.
Chase Claypool. Chase Claypool. I can't take seeing Thielen up this high, but we should definitely take Rico, I think, if he's here at these prices.
Aren't you worried, though, about week seven having two running backs on bye?
Aren't you worried that he's 3 feet tall?
Once Neil updates the data, he'll say it's actually a good thing. You want all players with the same bye.
Oh, I'm your Huckleberry. Takes him. All right, we got sniped.
Good. I didn't want him anyways. Oh, look at Stafford just staring us in the face, too.
Yeah, that's painful.
It would have been a great click right here if not for the incident.
The senior moment.
Oh, God. We could take TJ Hockenson, and I've drafted like zero TJ Hockenson.
No, let's do Jalen Wright.
All right, I'm good with Jalen Wright.
Man, Hockenson's
a little bit young for my taste, but. I'll allow it.
Let's look at the wide receivers. We're going to have to get creative.
Who does Minnesota got? They got Dobbs, right, still?
No, they got J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold.
J.J. McCarthy. That's right. Didn't they give up like a second for Dobbs? What did they give up for him?
Oh, yeah, that midseason.
I don't remember what the trade was. As a Vikings fan, I don't really pay that close of attention to like the salary cap stuff. All my friends are like deep in the weeds of like the salary cap. I'm like, I just want to know who's going to be good for us.
Nick pointing out how little ball knowing I actually possess. I thought Rico Dotto was small. He's not.
Brick's getting it mixed up because Deuce Vaughn's now a wide receiver. The Cowboys are trying him out at slot.
No.
Okay. So justified.
I have not drafted a ton.
Let's pull we got to pull a wide receiver rabbit out of our hat here. God, staring at Adam Thielen at the top. We just need a rookie.
This here, is about ADP so, now.
I know, thank God. Corley or Franklin. Let's get some goddamn youth on this team.
Yeah. I think I prefer Corley of the two of them.
Plays the Rams in week 16. Boom. Compliments of the draft Hell caddy. Yeah.
Draft caddy. What a call. Yeah, it's looking good. We now have Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. At running back, we have Kyren Williams, DeAndre Swift, Austin Eckler, Jalen Wright. At wide receiver, Puka Nacua, Deebo Samuel, Keenan Allen, Romo Odunze, Gabe Davis, Malachi Corley. And at tight end, we have Trey McBride.
Yeah, I mean, the nice thing with McBride, we can kind of just continue to... Wow, look at that tight end run there. Hunter Henry, Ben Sinnott, Luke Musgrave, TJ Hawk.
That's... We do need one more tight end probably, but we can save it. We got Trey McBride. Made that bet.
You don't want to go solo tight end?
I'm opposed. I'm generally opposed to going solo. I don't really see the benefit to doing the one quarterback, one tight end thing. Like, I don't think you gain that much from your 10th
you
receiver.
Gain Twitter or engagement. Neil, have you considered
you do,
that?
You do gain Twitter engagement. That's a good point. See, I'm just an old guy. I don't understand the algorithms, Pete.
You haven't figured out the hack of just posting just pretty batshit absolute crazy teams shit for engagement.
Yeah. I have seen some of that.
I'm writing about hit him with the gritty in my newsletter tomorrow. I went on a rant on Best Ball Breakfast. I'm coming to defend my guy Gritty.
Is it just the Chase Claypool? I mean,
would he take a picture of up to the Trevor Lawrence pick and go, I'm really liking this team, and then post that on Twitter? Just
no, Adam with the gritty just posts his full teams and they're wild, like three elite QBs with only three total running backs.
I have not seen that. I just became familiar with him like literally last night. Somebody on the streamer, or yesterday maybe, somebody was posting about how he has like 84% Chase Claypool. Tell me about that.
He does.
And then he came in and added me in one of his posts to show me his exposure to Chase Claypool. I also saw he has like a ton of Najee Harris and like zero Jalen Warren. So clearly not using the leg up ranks.
No, I think he's using the hit him with gritty proprietary ranks.
All right. Ooh, DeMarcus Robinson goes. He could have been a good pick for us.
I'm down for like another rookie. Is Franklin still here?
Franklin's still there. Star him up. Luke McCaffrey there. Javon Baker, yeah, if you want rookies. Troy Franklin, just your favorite bet.
Yeah, is there any what's the tight ends? Just leave Franklin in the queue, but what are the tight ends here? Just
so Tyler see. Conklin, Noah Fant, Chigakonkwo.
Okay, so it's getting pretty gross. One nice thing about Noah Fant is he's a Seattle bring back for our week 17 mega Chicago stack.
We can probably get him with our next pick if we want him.
Even though Brian has said he wants nothing to do with the quote unquote enemies of my Chicago Bears. Mm.
Yeah,
we're gonna need week 17.
Yeah. Is this a team where we focus on week 15 correlation because we're not getting to week 17?
Yeah, right. No, I mean the Bears in real life are gonna need week 17. I just feel it. They're gonna need to win that game.
They're gonna be resting the starters.
Yeah, they'll be 16-0 going in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Fant. I know Tyler is big on Jonnu Smith, which I don't hate. Jonnu Smith is a late round tight end.
Yeah, we don't have any Miami, any Cleveland stuff. I like having, if I'm going to punt it off with tight end, I just want like some kind of correlation tiebreaker. Yeah. I also think, yeah, Juwan Johnson went. He's another guy I click a lot.
Me too.
Feels like basketball players weren't playing DFS during the Dolphin Attic period where Dolphin Attic 75 or whatever his number
just won
was,
everything
was winning every week.
Well, we had best ball had its own version of that, and that was Liam having back-to-back years of winning by exclusively drafting Bills players. Right. That's like the Bills were the franchise on the rise.
Right. Oh man, Dolphin x16, thank you. Yes, I can't even remember my own bit.
Did he have like a double Achane Mostert that week against the Broncos when they went off?
I think he did.
Yeah, he had something like that. The Dolphins went off like a bunch of weeks though.
Yeah.
I will say, and I'm probably going to say this a little bit too early. Crutches already knows. Khalil Herbert. I love Khalil Herbert as a pick this late also. But it, do you want to just lock up Noah Fant?
I think we lock up Noah Fant. Just accomplishes two things. Gets us that second tight end and that correlation.
We also do have DeAndre Swift already. So I don't usually do it as a – I don't usually handcuff my running backs. I've been doing a little bit more this year. But for me, Khalil Herbert is more of a, like, what if he gets traded kind of a bet. It's like he's being drafted like he is the Bears RB2/3. But what if he gets traded and becomes something bigger? So I feel like there's just huge upside there.
Yeah.
So not that concerned about the Hancock.
I like the Herbert stuff. I'm not necessarily like buying the trade hopium stuff with him, but I do think he's just like a good pick even outside of that.
Yeah, it's a thing.
You know what we need to do now? There's only one thing to do in round 17 and 18, Pete.
Are we gonna scroll the F down?
Scroll the F down.
Tommy Hudson.
Take two more Bears players. No.
As Choke said in the chat here, and man, that is just an aggro Broncos avatar you got there, buddy. I feel like this guy's going to shoot.
My T levels just went up looking at that.
Yeah.
Laser horse eyes into my. All right. Make sure everyone subscribes to Neil's channel. He has a great best ball content and great guests for DFS too. This does feel like a Neil burner kind of logging in to promote his own channel, but I will also promote the newly branded channel, the Flannelverse at FlannelVerse.
I'm glad you spelled that out because I have a deal with Fantasy Points where the promo code, and this promo code I use everywhere, is Flannel, and Scott Barrett, who set it up for me, was like, well, we'll give you all of the flannel adjacent things because I don't know if everybody knows how to spell flannel, and he told me of the first two people to subscribe, one of them spelled it wrong, so thank you for spelling it out.
Man, now I wonder how many promo code opportunities I've missed when people are misspelling P. I need to go back to Underdog and be like, how many P-E-E-T-E's are in there?
P-E-A-T? I mean, there's so many. There's so many ways to spell Pete.
All right, structurally, what do we need here to stick this landing? We're at a 3-4-7-2. We definitely need one. I think it's a running back and a wide receiver pick.
Yeah, I think that is probably right. I think we're good at tight end there. Maybe we need another quarterback.
Good at quarterback, Neil?
Yeah, maybe one more just to be safe. I don't hate Deontay Foreman here.
Honestly, dude, it's got to be Tank. Look at the highlight.
It's kind of got to be Tank, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the point of even using the caddy? You're right.
I'm just, you are right. I need to, can't be neglecting the caddy. It's telling me what to do. See, I just want guide me to be on. I just want it to tell me who to pick.
Yeah.
Never would have made that Trevor Lawrence pick, tell you that.
I can't during the season, can't wait for Neil just to be sweating for the week when Trevor Lawrence is the highest scoring QB on the team and he could just send that to Pete.
Right. I'll be so excited. Look at this eighth place team we have where Trevor Lawrence scored some points.
Is Tyler Boyd still available?
You know he is.
I don't know if he is. Okay. I think he's like a good pick. We have this Jacksonville hellscape that we've entered ourselves into. We need a wide receiver. Boyd is a professional wide receiver who plays against Jacksonville in week 17.
Why not? Yeah.
Everything that's coming out about Treylon Burks. I mean, they basically announced that Tyler Boyd is the wide receiver three there, which I had some, like, I wasn't positive that was the case until recent quotes where they just buried Treylon Burks. Like, yeah, he's got to learn special teams because he's not out there as a starting receiver.
He's probably low owned too, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
Although I know he's getting pushed up. I know Hayden over at Underdog released his ranks, and I think he has Tyler Boyd like 30 picks ahead of ADP. So it might not last. Look at this. The person picking in front of us has the exact same structure as us right now. The 3-5-7-2.
Yeah. Crutch is another sharp guy. So he did the same thing we did.
Who are his quarterbacks? Although I don't think he invested the same amount of draft capital in his quarterback.
Not quite. Aaron Rodgers, JJ McCarthy, Derek Carr. I will say our quarterbacks are way better than yours, Crutches.
They are. Oh, yeah. That is what happens when you take them as early as we did. I thought Crutches was going to slow roll us on a Boyd snipe after Tyler Boyd. This.
Yeah. You want to go Boyd, I assume?
Stick this landing. Stick ETR the landing.
ETR has him at 70% drafted.
All right. Nice.
Bigsley they have at 48% drafted.
Bigsley?
Honestly, I hate to say it, we stuck the landing.
We did. We killed that. That was all very intentional, went exactly as planned.
We We could have done like Greg Dortch as like a double stack with Kyler. Also, there was a very funny quote from the team yesterday where they said if Greg Dortch was like 6'3", he'd be the best wide receiver of the
NFL. From Kyler. Kyler said that.
Yeah.
Top five, yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be a top five receiver in the NFL.
Me saying like, if I was 6'7" and ran like a 4.4 40, I like I would also be one of the best players in the NFL.
Yeah. That's Dortch is he's a Davis Maddock guy, right?
See, I'm hesitant to give Davis Maddock guys because he just hops around to whatever the flavor of the
that
week
is
and then disowns them when they're not relevant. And I'm kind of done letting Davis just have all of these.
You can't have all the
risk-free
guys.
Brand plays. Like there has to be stakes to these.
I don't want to throw Tyler under the bus here, but we were doing a stream the other day where he referred to Dontavian Wicks as we'll do the Davis Maddox play. I was like, what? We've all been talking about Dontavian Wicks for 2 months now. Come on.
See, this is why Davis is good. He tries to hammer it into our heads that he invented Dontavian Wicks.
Yeah, I think it was Coach Speak Index that actually invented Dontavian Wicks. Would you agree with that, Pete? I feel like that's where the first time that I really started thinking about him was Coach Speak Index quoting the coach. And so I like looked into the numbers, like, oh yeah, this guy looks really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Wicks is like the perfect storm of why everyone would love him. It's a second year player, ambiguous depth chart, highly efficient in year one, the cheapest of all of the wide receivers there. It was the perfect storm for universal fantasy love.
Oh yeah, he did say this. Tyler corrected me. I referenced Wicks in the 100s as a Davis move. So reaching for Wicks.
There you go.
That is accurate, but I was just telling a better story. All right. So our quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence, running backs, Kyron Williams, DeAndre Swift, Austin Eckler, Jalen Wright, Tank Bigsby, wide receivers, Puka Nacua, Deebo Samuel, Keenan Allen, Romo Dunze, Gabe Davis, Malachi Corley, Troy Franklin, Tyler Boyd, and at tight end we have Trey McBride, Noah Fant. As you said, Pete, I think we landed the plan. This looks pretty good.
So for correlation purposes, we got the Kyler to McBride with the double Rams bring back, yep. Puka and Kyron in week 17. We have the Chicago onslaught, Caleb Williams, DeAndre Swift, Rome, and Keenan with the Noah Fant bring back. Beautiful. And then we have the misclick that threatened to shut down this stream, but then allowed us to get the Gabe Davis gift along with the Tank Bigsby. Shout out to the draft caddy highlighting that for Neil. And then we rounded it out with the Tyler Boyd bring back. So we got our sacks, we got our bring backs, we got our $500,000 each when we ship this.
I love it. I hope this isn't my team that wins it because I want to have $750,000 instead of $500,000. But I'd be okay with it. I guess I'd accept it.
I would. It would be funny if you like this team wins and you go back through the stream and you try to actually assign a percentage of who made right. which pick.
See, I wouldn't do that because I'm too deferential. So I'm not doing that at all. I'm not looking at who made the picks.
You'd have to give $100,000 to the chat for the Trevor Lawrence pick because no one made that one.
Yeah. That would be a Leone, actually. I'd give Leone credit because he had him ranked so high.
That's true.
What if it's Herzog, Lawrence to Gabe Davis for 3 touchdowns once, you know,
could happen.
Week 17.
What if that's what you need?
What if that's what you need, Pete?
It's true. It is always what if. What if, what if? Neil, this has been a blast. Let the people know what your oops, where did Neil go?
Oh, there he gone.
He gone. He rage quit the stream. What's your rate? Do you have a regular streaming schedule or are you just firing it up? Best ball whenever. That's not a good schedule, Neil. Best ball whenever.
It's perfect for me though, because I don't really plan ahead too well. I usually am streaming at either 3 p.m. Eastern or 9 p.m. Eastern. That would be 2 Real America time or 8 Real America time are my usual times. I do have, so typically Tuesdays is going to be in the afternoon because I have softball. Wednesdays usually in the afternoon because I do my podcast Wednesday evenings. And then Monday, Thursday, kind of play it by ear based on when my guests are available or what works for me those days.
Beautiful. I just dropped Neil's YouTube link, which he is going to go update in his Twitter bio immediately following this show. I like it though. You're juggling a lot of brand things. You're leaning into this flannel verse. You're leaning into. So now you got both kind of the lumberjack vibe and the oldest guy to ever stream. You're carving out your niche.
Yeah, and being flexible with the best ball whenever. Kind of a maybe a lazy guy. I don't know. Yeah, real unique niche I've got going on.
I love it. Brian, anything else on your end other than you just wanted to end the stream so you can go jack off to this Bears onslaught? We lied
up. Who says I'm not doing that right now, Pete?
Yeah. You can't see those hands.
We got an update for the draft caddy coming. It's beta right now, but if you use the auto drafter won't work. But that should be fixed today or tomorrow morning. It's got some interesting stuff on it. It also, people wanted like the teams to carry over to drafted player their week 15, 16, 17. So that's, you can do that by clicking like near the show headers on the settings page. You can add it or you could take it away because there's not enough space, so it expands it a little bit. So if you don't like it expanding it, you just take it off. And I think Endgame's launching next week.
Ooh, that's big news.
We'll see. Don't hold me to that, but I think so.
Awesome.
Endgame whenever.
So that sounds like a topic for next week's Lulz right there. Make sure you guys are subscribed to the channels on my end. Like I said, check out that video on the Deposit Kingdom about elite tight end strategy. I think there's some compelling data to make a case for building your portfolio around that cohort of players. I'm going to hop over to ship chasing here in a half hour. I think we're going to do a sprint draft. Talk a little bit about that format. Pretty similar to BBM, just some slight tweaks with the playoff format. And then tonight, I have a doubleheader. David Kitchen, the man responsible for any of us being here in this space, thanks to his gigantic tree and we're all just branches on it. He's going to be my guest on the randomizer. And then we're going to do a best ball after dark right after that. So I get to talk to the man, the myth, the legend, David Kitchen. If you want to get some prompts in for that show, I got the tweet out. You can drop your ideas there. Thanks to everyone hanging out in the chat. For Brian, for Neil, I'm Pete. We'll see you guys next time on Lulz.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.